Gordon, muy buenos días.
Good morning and welcome to the press conference of the film that competes in the official section Il pleuvait des oiseaux. And the birds rain down. From right to left we have David Rouverdeau, André Luis Archambault, the director and screenwriter, Jean Velsicott, producer Jeanette Petit, and executive producer Nathalie Vissonnette. And the questions commence now. And let's take advantage of all the time we have.
Hola.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to, first of all, congratulate the director for including in the film a sex scene between elderly people, which is something that sometimes it seems makes people feel a bit more uncomfortable than violent scenes. Unfortunately, people are more uncomfortable with these, and congratulate you for including such a beautiful scene, a sex scene between people that are a little older. We in Spain, we receive very little cinema from Canada. We see films by Goyan, Villeneuve, and Denis Arcand. But I would like to ask you, what's the current situation of the Canadian industry, film industry, that I say, whether it's in a good moment? Are there any new interesting directors? What can you tell us about how the film industry is in Canada at present? Thank you. Yes, it's quite clear. Luis Archambault is magnificent. Well, the situation of film industry in Canada, I think it's quite similar to the one here. That is to say, it's tough to find financing, but we do manage to achieve it. That is to say, we quite fortunately do receive help or aid from the government above all. And there's an enormous amount of talent, and that's quite clear. There's an enormous amount of talent in Quebec. We are a small French-speaking province, and the French-speaking films in Quebec, the truth is they're very successful. There's a lot of young talent, new talent, and new voices that are emerging. Luis Archambault has... This is her fourth feature film, and perhaps, Luis, you could tell us about this because you're working in the co-production with Spain, is that right? Yes, that's right. I think that in Canada, we're truly privileged in the French-speaking area or region of Quebec. The spectators go and see the films that we make, and that's exceptional quite often. Well, they ask us, well, how do you manage to do this? To have that audience come to your films, and why are you so lucky? Well, on the one hand, we have that possibility, and I think something similar happens here in Spain. The audiences go to see Spanish films, and that doesn't happen everywhere in the world. There are situations in which we have to carry out co-productions in order to finance our films. We have a lot of demand, and we can make films, and the Canadian audience in Quebec go and see our films, and plus our films travel internationally. You've talked about Denis Villeneuve, Jean-Marc Vallée, Xavier Dolan, for example. And this is true, and the truth is, let's see what happens. I've got several projects, the film that I made in Gabriel in 2013, and in Locarno, I got the audience award, and it was also made it almost up to the Oscars. So I've got a lot of offers from abroad, but we will see what happens. I have a co-production project to make a feature film between Canada and Spain, which would be shot in Santiago de Compostela and in English. Well, there will be Spanish characters, and Spanish will also be spoken, of course. Let's hope that the Villeneuve and the Vallée can come back to shoot films in Quebec. First of all, congratulations. I'm over here. Congratulations, because it's a beautiful film. It's a great film. It has a lot of issues that it deals with, like, for example, life, rebirth, death. So many things. bit of a friend who saw it, and it deals with many things, like, for example, I've got to put my glasses on because I don't know, I've written it down. The how badly people that have got mental illnesses, rape in mental homes, for example, and the brutal wildfires, art as a means of expression, vis-a-vis euthanasia, the right to decide upon life, the constant medication, and when one is an elderly person, vital importance of the contact with nature. And there's an enormous amount of things I could address as well. A huge film, great film. And the truth is, my question is as follows. So many issues in a film. It was in a book, right? It was in a novel, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? Good. It was first written in a novel, and then the film was adapted. So it was adapted from the novel. So did you believe there were many more issues that you could have dealt with apart from the ones of this film that and the birds rain down? Because there's a lot already. So are there any more that you could have dealt with as well, or the book deals with? Well, I think that life is integrated by many, many different issues already. And I think that the main issue of the film, the main subject, is love, love and freedom. Then, of course, there are different micro-issues, shall we say, that each character addresses in the story. In the story, we see crossed-over stories. We see relationships of love relationships that cross each other. We've got Boychuk, this character, who's the dean. He's the oldest of the hermits. At the beginning, he's someone who paints and who lived those wildfires, and he lost all his family with those wildfires, and so therefore it's very difficult for him to love, and that's such a complex story that he lived through. We realized that he isolated himself as a hermit because he couldn't manage to love, and that was the way of living love. And then on the contrary, we've got Marie Desnes, Gertrude, who has been institutionalized in a mental home all throughout her life, and when she's 80, there we see her in the forest with those two men, and she discovers once again a new possibility of freedom and being able to live love. And then in different situations, we talk about this woman, Gertrude, and through the we talk about how she's medicated, and then as regards to Gilbert Sicotte's character, he's a person who's, he was told that he was suffering cancer, and he decided to go to the forest because he decided to go there to die, but 15 years later, he's still alive. And so therefore, I believe there are sub-issues or sub-topics, shall we say, that I address through the characters, and I wanted to show hope. No matter what happens in life, and we talk about young people or elderly people, it's not an issue of age. We've got characters who are younger and elderly characters. The important thing is to address how we use the possibilities that we are given in life with what we are and through the people we meet throughout life. And in this situation, we talk about love, but also of desire. And I go back to the question that you've asked. Yes, when we see a scene, a very intimate scene in the film, what I wanted to do was to show the beauty and desire independently of, doesn't matter what age, that's what I wanted to show. And I made a film with a person who had mental problems, and I wanted to show that as well. But for human beings, there are three main elements. First of all, we want to love and be loved. And also, it's very important, our dignity is also very important, and I think this is universal. And then, so obviously, we encounter different situations depending upon how we evolve as people from where we come and who we meet along the way, correct? Hi. I'd like to ask you whether we could have a bit more information about what happens to the young man in the end, the young character, what happens to him in the end? Well, in the editing room, the truth is, in the script, I wanted to describe each and every one of the characters dramatically, but we only have 2 hours. We've got to be concise. And the truth is, I had to edit 1 hour of material. And talking to Eric, for example, I preferred, bearing in mind how long the film is, just to evoke his end. And I think Steve's character, we see how the police comes along to his hotel. And so therefore, they arrest him. And studying these cases, at least in Canada and in Quebec, on occasions, these people go to jail or not, or simply they have to pay a fine. And then obviously we would have to make a sequel, another film about it. What I did was giving a few hints and clues for him about his character. And I think this is an element. A trigger off is his meeting with Raphael. That's where it's triggered. And the conversations that he has with Tom, the singer, it's very important, where Tom says, hey, you've got a university degree. What are you going to do with your life? And he says, and I think he's going to continue with Raphael. I think there is a moment which triggers it off. Raphael says, no one would have accepted us. And this goes back to love. This goes to demonstrate that how all of these characters can, at a given moment, say, well, I've got to dare, and I've got to be courageous and take a step forward. And it also talks about freedom. Now, I'm intellectualizing all of my characters now at the present, but at a given moment, I thought, we're free because we are privileged people here and in Canada, but I'm talking about this type of freedom. And it's important, the choices that you make, to be able to make a choice, to choose, that's important vis-a-vis your freedom. So therefore, in this case, my characters say, well, okay, I'm going to dare to be courageous. I'm going to do much more than just make money with a plantation of weed. So therefore, what I also wanted to show through this young person, Steve, I wanted to demonstrate his will, his kindness. He's got a good heart, but he doesn't trust himself. And when we talk about love, as well as the rest of his love, he doesn't believe in himself. And that triggering moment, he says, well, now I'm going to try to do something with my life. I understand what you're saying very well. Yes, it seems interesting to me, like, for example, when we don't know what's going to happen with the weed plantation and what happens with that weed plantation. And the police come along and the weed's not there because the hermits have taken it away or dug it out, or the police end up finishing off with it. But I think it's very interesting that Raphael comes along and she doesn't know it either. So there's a bit of doubt in Raphael as well as in the spectators, the audience. It seemed to me difficult, the Quebecois accent, but I did manage to understand it. It's a very fascinating film. I don't know the novel on which it's based. I would like to know whether it's used as an inspiration or not, or did you address the issues in the book and adapt it? Is it an adaptation per se, or is it used as an inspiration? And as has been mentioned, it's a very philosophical film, very dense, all of the issues addressed, not only and saying that sex is not important for this character, but love, because she's had sex before, but or the euthanasia, for example, in the trench when they've dug it out, and even the dog dies. And those, but we all understand that it's an act of freedom. The truth is, and in the background, I would like to know whether that's in the novel, is the nature that has marked the forest and has traumatized them, but nevertheless, despite all of that, that's their salvation. That's where they go back to the forest. And that's where they're reborn in freedom, where all the characters go back to that nature forest, which was so cruel with that wildfire, which has left them without relatives and family members. And at the end of the day, that's the people that are being locked up, go have a second life in that mental house. She goes, is that part of the film, the adaptation, or is that part of the book? And congratulations to all of you, especially to the director. Thank you. Shall I start, do you think? Yes, I adapted the novel. The structure of the novel was different in comparison to the structure of the film. I've perhaps developed the dramatical side of each character. Sometimes I imagine them, but I always focused upon the issues. There were certain scenes in the novel, like the intimate scene between the two characters, whether that scene was in the book or not. Yes, it was. And also the death of Tom is also in the novel. But I turned him into a singer-songwriter, or a singer, a person that sings with his guitar. And through choosing the songs, I felt like expressing the vulnerability, the interior, the inside of the character. I had not read the novel before reading the script. And it captured me straight away. That is to say, the setting, it was incredible. It was quite, and the truth is, I was very moved. I was very excited, very deeply. And before reading the novel, I waited. I waited until the film had been shot. And the truth is, I saw that Louise had made decisions vis-a-vis. There were different seasons, but in the film, it was only one season. So therefore, and also the spirit in general of the film, the characters and the different scenes, and the truth is those scenes were also in the novel. But going back to what we were talking about before, these are very brave characters. And that, for me, is what most attracted me to this film. They're characters that are very, very brave. At a very elderly age, they decide to seek refuge in the forest to end up their life there without any means, really. And now I think that more and more so, that's a trend more frequent than, say, the older we get. Or as we get older, what we tend to do is to be much more comfortable. We tend to facilitate things in life. No, they decide all the contrary. They decide to isolate themselves in a nature which for them is an inspiration, a source of inspiration and of healing.
I've seen three of your films and I've loved all of them very much. So I want to see more of your films. 15 years, only three feature films, isn't that a little bit... your films don't only win awards, they win the audience. I've seen it in Locarno, you've won the audience award, rightfully so. Is it so difficult to get your projects financed so that you have to take on TV jobs in order to earn money, or what's the story here? That's my first question. The second question is, I think you're a master of balancing things. I mean, your films deal with difficult subjects, but they are hopeful, they are optimistic, but they are not cheesy or kitschy, there are no false happy endings or things like that. You know how to win audiences, but you don't please them at any cost. You expect a lot from them. You show them things they probably don't want to see, like the death of Tom, for example, in detail. How on earth do you manage to balance these things? Because I think it's very difficult. Do you have a bullshit detector in your head, or how do you work on these things? Thank you very much.
Non, on ne sait jamais, hein. Qu'est-ce qu'ils font?
No, one never knows, really. We all would do the same thing, and that's the beauty of this art. If we all did the same things, well, we'd be robots, wouldn't we? I tend to choose issues which are not difficult, but at least characters which are atypical, which are on the side. So I think we're all similar, but we're also different at the same time, aren't we? So therefore, we're trying to give a voice to those people that have less voice or are less heard of. And perhaps we can all identify ourselves with this idea and open our doors. The idea is to put your hand out to other people, reach out to that other person in front of you, in capital letters, without worrying about the past, or your religion or your physique. And I'm here, I'm reach out to you, I'm listening to you. What is a human being? That's the big issue, really. And there are issues that I address, but many are linked to what I've just said. And it is true that for my second film, Gabriel, after the first film, well, I had children, and the father of my children work quite a lot, and I had to. I like to research and go in depth into these issues. I've got to believe in myself first in order to seek financing, actors and actresses. And after the Gabriel, the film, I received a lot of offers from abroad. I spent quite a lot of time developing a foreign project, and that took a lot of time. And so therefore, it wasn't filmed. It's a film in French, but shot in Israel with an issue which was quite particular in nature, which is religion and also politics. And at the end of the day, we translated into English because there were Americans there, and we dedicated a lot of time to it. But this is like a bet, and you don't know whether it's you're going to win. Sometimes when you bet, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And in Quebec, I had other projects, but at the end, the one that made it was this one, that is to say, And the Birds Rain Down. But the investors decided to back me with this film. And I said, well, a film in a forest, well, I'm not too sure which is the sexiest subject in the world, but truth is a film has just been premiered in Quebec, and the audience are responding very well. Why? Because we live in a world which is more, it's more somber, it's more cynical, where we criticize everything. And the truth is, this film gives us a lot of hope and sheds light through characters that perhaps they're not perfect characters, but they've got an important baggage that they carry with them. And I think, yes, it's a film that gives hope. And that's my case. There are many testimonies of people that come along. People come along and say thank you after seeing the film. They want to thank us. And other people are surprised. They say, wow. And that makes me want to continue ahead. And when you leave the film theater, people come along and hug you. Well, the truth is, that's marvelous. Just like the film with Gabriel, I felt like telling this story of these people. And yes, and I hope to be able to continue to make more films in the future. But obviously we have to work. And as I'm offered to do TV series, well, the truth is I've done a couple of them. Well, I think seven or eight TV series after Gabriel, the film Gabriel. But it seems that's okay because I continue to work with characters. For the TV series, I don't write the scripts, but I like to work in contact with other script writers that contribute other ideas and other characters. It's as if I realize they give me ideas that perhaps I hadn't thought of. This week I'm going to finish the last episodes for Radio Canada of a TV series with a character who's bipolar, but it's a comedy. And so therefore, it's very interesting to talk about those other characters, and I hope to be able to continue to evolve and continue not taking from these other experiences. And I'm going to finish another film, which is going to be a road trip comedy, which will take place at Christmas in Quebec. It'll be on the 25th of December. It'll be in the film theaters. Yet it's true, Louise has that talent, a unique talent. She's able to make philosophical and deep films, but that it hits the bottom of the heart of the big audiences, and that's not normal. I would also like to add another quality that she's got, and that is that she always listens when she's working on the script. She's the one who's always listening to the advice of other people. She adapts things, and perhaps what you perceive in the script is the great talent that she has. And as regards nature, yes, of course, and even nature, she listens, nature, she listens to the earth, the aromas, the smells, and everything that the actors contribute. And plus, it's a pleasure. It's like playing. She gave us a lot of freedom. She gave us a lot of trust. She put a lot of trust in us. And also, she's very intelligent, as if she came from the bottom of your heart. So therefore, it's a pleasure to be able to work with her. And she brings out, perhaps, our fragileness and vulnerabilities, but also our strength. We shouldn't take life so seriously. When I work rigorously, but it's got to be fun, and we've got to have a good time, because otherwise, yes, it's only making films. But I think the most important thing is to have respect, but light respect, and that's what Louise does. Or even though it's a serious scene that she's shooting, there's always a certain levity in the atmosphere. It's as if we see she's not too heavy. She's very light, really. But she's got that lightness, that levity in the way she works. And that's what the way she's worked with us. It's very pleasant to do so. Hi, me over here again. Could I ask you about the gallery and the the pictures and the paintings? Was that, or is there an author, or was that made just for the film? Well, the photos and the paintings, yes, we made them specifically for the film. The paintings are by Marc Séguin, a well-known artist in Canada, an artist who I like very much. And while I was writing, I was thinking about his work because he created a series which is called Forêt in French. And so therefore I got in contact. Well, Jeanette got in touch with her. And when he read the novel, he said, well, gee, this author has inspired herself on my work. And the truth is, when he saw the works, Mark's work, there was a cosmic encounter there almost. And the truth is, but for the photographs, these are photographs that we made with Russell Blanc, and we had very little time to shoot, and that's always the big challenge. And the truth is, we had to prepare it. And Mathieu, our DOP, who had worked with me beforehand, he's my poet of images. He is a person that we work together, and he's a guy that who's always there, and he talks about recipes, even during the shooting of the film. He's like a poet. And so therefore, took these photos, Hasselblanc, which were magnificent. And the truth is, he radiates kindness and allows the actors to let themselves go. Yes, I would like to add something. A woman wrote to me, and she said to me that her mother is the person represented in the first photo that Tom and her wife died before the film, and the daughter, her mother died, and the daughter wrote to me and said she's very proud, and I'm sure her mother would have felt very proud. So therefore, I think it's a great tribute, don't you think? Tom also talked about it. It's about the co-production that you talked about before, that you're going to shoot in Santiago de Compostela. Can you give us any further details, whether you've got a cast already? What's the background there? The plot, any details? Can you mention anything? Well, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I can't talk about the film. I hope that we can talk about it after it's filmed, but it's inspired upon a story, a true story, of a Canadian woman who's 40 years old, a woman who's imperfect, unpleasant, three children, she's got an important job, and from one day to the next, she loses it all, and she says, fuck off, and that's it, fuck it all, and she goes to Santiago de Compostela, and she goes through Spain, and everyone, and it's all problems, but all of a sudden she realizes perhaps she's the problem, that the problem is inside her. So therefore, the film talks about her meetings and Santiago de Compostela, and the film will be shot in English with a co-production between Canada and Spain. That's all I can say. Undoubtedly, it's been a very interesting press conference. We wish the film all the best and hope people like it, as the people have shown us at the press conference. Congratulations, and thank you very much.
Gracias. Gracias.